In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. His charisms were the admiration of those who knew him. He had the gift of subtlety, passing through walls and closed doors, the gift of bilocation, to be at the same time in distant places, the gift of agility, to move in an instant to distant places, the gift of lights and supernatural radiance, the gift of supernatural perfume, discernment of spirits, knowledge of hidden things, and very especially, the gift of healing. Saint Martin de Porres was very humble and helpful to everyone, and he cared for all of them as a community nurse, caring especially for the poor Spaniards, Indians, or Blacks, whom he healed and to whom he gave alms. But he was also charitable, healing sick animals, which he brought from the street to the convent. The animals obeyed him, and he managed that on different occasions, dogs, cats, and mice could eat together without fighting. We could say that Friar Martin was God's doctor for everyone. Saints are the happiest people in the world because they are closer to God, who is the joy of the world. Saint Martin de Porres was not an exception, even though some are scared of his great penances. The witnesses of the process of beatification agree in affirming that he was a very happy man, although he did not express it externally with great laughter, but with a simple smile, which transmitted love and peace. A witness met our saint one day with great joy and a smile, speaking the Chinese language. A witness priest could say of him that he was very peaceful and loving, and this witness never saw Saint Martin de Porres with an angry face or doing an action impatiently, but he always had a cheerful face and a peaceful and quiet heart, implying that in him and in his soul, the grace of the Holy Spirit dwelled and governed his actions. We can say that he was a cheerful and happy man. Some people have said for a long time that Saint Martin de Porres was a sad saint. We would say that there can be no true saint who is sad. One of the sure signs of authentic holiness is the love, peace, and joy of God that the saints have. So the question is it worth being saints? Let us ask God for this grace through the intercession of Saint Martin de Porres, since God has chosen us from all eternity to be holy and immaculate before him through love. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Saint Martin de Porres had the gift of knowing the secrets of the hearts of people, and also the knowledge of many things in a supernatural way. On one occasion, a witness from the place where the sick were cared for had his bed stolen, which was a mattress and a blanket. And this witness told the servant of God about this, and the saint replied, "Wait for me here." And he went to the cell of a friar and took it out of it, telling him, "Father, if you don't have a bed, buy it yourself, but don't steal the bed from your neighbor." And Saint Martin de Porres picked it up and handed it over to the witness. Another case. The saint invited a group of novices to have lunch in his cell. Saint Martin de Porres entered with fish, honey, bread, and other things. And sitting on the floor in a corner, he said to all of them, "Hey, children, eat." And turning to one in particular, he said by name, "Friar so-and-so, put there the coin that you took. That is not ours, and has an owner." And everyone was amazed, and this religious in particular said to him, "What coin, brother? Who has taken the coin here?" And smiling, the saint replied, "Take it out of the shoe that is right there, that has the cross of Jesus Christ." And he pulled the coin out, leaving them all amazed and fully interested in the case. The niece of Saint Martin de Porres states that she was at her house one day and was having a big party, and she wanted to put on a new cloak that day to go out with it. It was an amazing and admirable thing that not even 2 hours passed when she saw a person enter her house who was wearing 7 or 8 cloaks, so this witness could choose the one that seemed best to her. She did so and was left with remarkable admiration, because without having said anything to Saint Martin de Porres or to another person in her house or outside of it, the servant of God sent this person with the cloak, and the niece gave infinite thanks to God our Lord. The same niece affirms that her mother had had a key made for a large desk where her husband kept his money, with the intention of taking it from him without his knowledge. The next day, the mother of Saint Martin de Porres' niece met the servant of God in the street, who told her, "My sister, how have you done such a bad thing in having made keys to steal money from your husband?" making her see the wrongness of her actions and giving her many reprimands. The saint told her to stop doing this to her husband, and when she needed help, to ask him for whatever she may need, as she did while he lived. The mother of Saint Martin de Porres' niece returned home tearful and told this witness what had happened to her and never used the key for anything, being amazed at something that nobody knew about and that only this witness and her mother knew. Another case. A witness priest who was a reader of arts in the convent had gone out one morning very afflicted with a weak stomach and had been wondering where he would find a bowl of soup. The witness priest went through the cloisters with this thought and met the servant of God, and he said to this witness, "Brother, does your stomach want a bowl of soup?" And being amazed to see such a strange thing that he had only thought about, he told the servant of God, "Yes," and the servant of God gave him a bowl of soup, and this relieved the witness priest's need. Precisely for this reason, because Saint Martin de Porres knew the hearts of people, and because God gave him a kind of infused science without having studied, many people consulted the servant of God about prudence, about the doctrine of the Catholic Church, about prayer, the general medicine for all illnesses. The elected Archbishop of the city of Santa Fe, in the Kingdom of Granada, also known as the Kingdom of the New Granada, affirms that he always considered the servant of God very prudent and holy, because the Lord had given him the wisdom of the saints, with which he behaved in everything as a true servant of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.